So the South Side's legendary Rainbow Cone is coming to a neighborhood near you. The iconic ice cream shop's original location has been open in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood forever, like 95 years. Other locations include Navy Pier, Lombard, and an upcoming location in Darien and more. And there's an ice cream truck popping up everywhere in every neighborhood. And talk about it all is third-generation owner, and that's Lynn Sapp. Hi there, Lynn.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am great. You know, I joke with friends all the time that own businesses that they always tell me that the third generation always screws it up. But I'm telling you, you are knocking it out of the park.
Well, I have help with partnering with Bona. And, you know, I had to look at things differently and pandemics and everything else. And it's been a beautiful partnership. And, you know, the whole point is to bring the ice cream cone to people and to have families come together.
Love it. I love
it. That's the whole point.
What's the history? Give us the background, the history, grandparents, parents that were all involved in this business.
1926, Catherine and Joe opened Rainbow Cone on 9233 Western Avenue. Bob and Jean ran it for years, and then I'm the third generation owner. And I bought it when the business was 60, and now it's 95.
Wow.
Of course, worked in the business, behind the business my whole life, but I actually was in charge since it was 60 years old.
Let me ask you, when you were a kid, did you come home from school and then go work in the ice cream shop?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Our whole world was around it. And that's why I'm so excited to work with the Bona Volantos, because they understand what that means. I mean, it was holidays. It was, you know, we didn't have 4th of July. We worked.
Right.
We were working.
Right.
You know, and we had a lot of pleasures in life, and it was very nice, but it was work. You know,
well, talk to us about Bona Beef. Like, that partnership started in the last couple of years or so, but that was a brilliant way to start introducing, you know, people. Obviously, it was a destination. You had to go to the Beverly neighborhood to get what you wanted to get, and it was an exciting thing, and you kind of stocked up on it and bought pints of it and whatever. By the way, let's talk about what the original Rainbow Cone is. I mean, we're talking orange sherbet, pistachio, strawberry chocolate, and Lauren Majera from WGN TV Sports was trying to ask me what it was made, all the ingredients. I forgot about the Palmer House.
I was listening,
House.
And I'm shouting at the radio. Going, chocolate, strawberry, Palmer, pistachio, and orange sherbet. Because she said, snow cone. I'm like, no.
No, no, no. I stopped her. But that fifth ingredient, I couldn't think of it. I knew it was five different ice creams, and I could not remember the Palmer House. Explain to folks what Palmer House is.
It's a vanilla with cherries and walnut.
Yeah.
So the cool part is when we did the trucks, we did one truck during the pandemic. And I said that to the Bona Volantos, we got to do a truck. So they made that happen. And now we have one for each flavor.
I love that.
We have a chocolate truck. We have a strawberry truck. We have a Palmer House truck, pistachio, and an orange sherbet. So, you know, that's where you see them all over. And that's the beauty, is we get to roll into other neighborhoods. And we've never had that before. And the Bona Volantos have in their the Bona Beef locations, that really, really helps. And then having the staff, and, you know, staffing is a huge issue now.
Yeah, totally. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's where it blends also, and what a godsend, you know. And I was just talking to Mike Bona Volanto today going, thank you. This is an answer to a prayer.
Yeah.
Because everything has gotten so complicated, and it's like, oh, thank you. Because now there's a group of us that can handle it. It's family orientated. And I think people need Rainbow today.
Yeah, I think you're right.
In my opinion.
I think you're right. Well, I mean, you can go to rainbowcoat.com and Facebook to find out where they're going to be. But, you know, this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, tell folks where these trucks are going to be, because this is pretty exciting to be in the neighborhood.
It is. And, you know, there's one down at the Field Museum campus until the end of October, and they'll be rolling till October. So Palmer House is in Bona and Naperville this weekend. And Pistachio is at River Front Park.
River Grove.
And Orange Sherbet is out in Bona at Skokie. And then the 1st through the 5th, they're rolling again, too. So there is a place on their website. You can look them up. They're at Lippman Brothers Mall. They're in Schaumburg. They're in Skokie next weekend, too. So they'll be rolling until October. And then you can call. You can go on the website. You don't call anymore, I guess. Showing you my, you know.
No. Yeah. But it's not only that.
And then you can get a truck to come to you. You can book it till the end of the year to come to you.
I love that. You can rent that and do that. In the stores, you can also get sundaes, mixers, cakes, cake rolls, quarts, and pints to go. And coming soon, you're going to start selling some swag online, which I think it's about time.
Yes, we do sell swag online right now. Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay, great.
Yes, we do. And it's really cute. And they have all, and I, you know, that's the beauty of working with the younger generation, Dave. It's like, life's too short for just one flavor. And I'm staring at him going, I've been in this business my whole life. I've eaten at my dinner table and I never thought of that tagline. And I'm looking at him going, that's the beauty of the next generation, which what I'm so excited to work with.
That's great.
Here we go.
That's great.
Let's get rainbows everywhere.
RainbowCone.com, Facebook and everywhere. And you can find out where those trucks are going to be. Lynn Sapp, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Dave.